I believe in you, Peter, I continued. I believe you have a good character and that you'll get ahead in this world. After that, we talked about other things. Later, I said, if we ever get out of here, I know you won't give me another thought. He got all fired up. That's not true, Anne. Oh, no. I won't let you even think that about me. Just then, somebody called us. Father did talk to him, he told me Monday. Your father thought our friendship might turn into love, he said. But I told him we'd keep ourselves under control. Father wants me to stop going upstairs so often, but I don't want to. Not just because I like being with Peter, but because I've said I trust him. I do trust him, and I want to prove it to him, but I'll never be able to if I stay downstairs out of distrust. No, I'm going. In the meantime, the Dussel drama has been resolved. Saturday evening at dinner, he apologized in beautiful Dutch. Mr. Van Dan was immediately reconciled. Dussel must have spent all day practicing his speech. Sunday, his birthday, passed without incident. We gave him a bottle of good wine from 1919. The Van Dans, who can now give their gift after all, presented him with a jar of pickalilli and a package of razor blades, and Mr. Kugler gave him a jar of lemon syrup to make lemonade. Meep a book, Little Martin, and Bep a plant. He treated everyone to an egg. Yours, Anne M. Frank. Wednesday, May 3rd, 1944. Dearest Kitty, first the weekly news. We're having a vacation from politics. There's nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, to report. I'm also gradually starting to believe that the invasion will come. After all, they can't let the Russians do all the dirty work. Actually, the Russians aren't doing anything at the moment either. Mr. Kleiman comes to the office every morning now. He got a new set of springs for Peter's divan, so Peter will have to get to work reupholstering it. Not surprisingly, he isn't at all in the mood. Mr. Kleiman also brought some flea powder for the cats. Have I told you that our Bosch has disappeared? We haven't seen hide nor hair of her since last Thursday. She's probably already in cat heaven, while some animal lover has turned her into a tasty dish. Perhaps some girl who can afford it will be wearing a cap made of Bosch's fur. Peter is heartbroken. For the last 2 weeks, we've been eating lunch at 11:30 on Saturdays. In the mornings, we have to make do with a cup of hot cereal. Starting tomorrow, it'll be like this every day. That saves us a meal. Vegetables are still very hard to come by. This afternoon, we had rotten boiled lettuce. Ordinary lettuce, spinach, and boiled lettuce. That's all there is. Add to that rotten potatoes, and you have a meal fit for a king. I hadn't had my period for more than 2 months, but it finally started last Sunday. Despite the mess and bother, I'm glad it hasn't deserted me. As you can no doubt imagine, we often say in despair, what's the point of the war? Why, oh why, can't people live together peacefully? Why all this destruction? The question is understandable, but up to now no one has come up with a satisfactory answer. Why is England manufacturing bigger and better airplanes and bombs and at the same time churning out new houses for reconstruction? Why are millions spent on the war each day while not a penny is available for medical science, artists, or the poor? Why do people have to starve when mountains of food are rotting away in other parts of the world? Oh, why are people so crazy? I don't believe the war is simply the work of politicians and capitalists. Oh no, the common man is every bit as guilty. Otherwise, people and nations would have rebelled long ago. There's a destructive urge in people, the urge to rage, murder, and kill. And until all of humanity, without exception, undergoes a metamorphosis, wars will continue to be waged, and everything that has been carefully built up, cultivated and grown will be cut down and destroyed, only to start all over again. I've often been down in the dumps, but never desperate. I look upon our life in hiding as an interesting adventure, full of danger and romance, and every privation as an amusing addition to my diary. I've made up my mind to lead a different life from other girls and not to become an ordinary housewife later on. What I'm experiencing here is a good beginning to an interesting life, and that's the reason, the only reason, why I have to laugh at the humorous side of the most dangerous moments. I'm young and have many hidden qualities. I'm young and strong and living through a big adventure. I'm right in the middle of it and can't spend all day complaining because it's impossible to have any fun. I'm blessed with many things. Happiness, a cheerful disposition, and strength. Every day I feel myself maturing. I feel liberation drawing nearer. I feel the beauty of nature and the goodness of the people around me. Every day I think what a fascinating and amusing adventure this is. With all that, why should I despair? Yours, Anne M. Frank.